This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado's title board wrote, "Prevent wildfires" into Proposition 38's ballot title. The measure's own text says, "Reduce the risk." Three state officials set the wildfire language voters would actually read in a 3-0 vote in April. The initiative's drafters, the nonpartisan fiscal analysts, the campaign itself, and the peer-reviewed science all use narrower words. Denver, partway through a July 16 conversation about a proposed Colorado ballot measure, Kim Monson stopped on a single word in it. And I know that Mike was a little concerned about the wording because you can't really prevent fires, right? She said on the Kim Monson show. You can try to mitigate it. Her guest, Josh Schlossberg, the Colorado advocate for the Eco Integrity Alliance, agreed, and the distinction the two of them drew runs straight through the measure's paperwork. The measure is Proposition 38, which Monson described accurately as one that very possibly will be on our ballot. Proponents are still gathering the more than 124,000 signatures it needs to qualify for November, with a deadline of August 3. Its fiscal architecture, including the roughly $175 million a year in sporting goods sales tax revenue that Tabor now refunds to Colorado taxpayers, was the subject of an earlier Kim Monson newsroom report. This one is about the words. If it qualifies, the ballot will ask whether the state may keep and spend a portion of that revenue to conserve and protect Colorado's water, land, and forests, prevent wildfires, support outdoor recreation training and activities, and to trim that spending if necessary to preserve certain tax credits. That phrasing came from the Colorado Title Board, the three-member state panel that sets ballot titles for citizen initiatives. Members Michael Doerr, Teresa Conley, and Jennifer Sullivan set the titles 3-0 on April 16, 2026. Two words in the result, prevent wildfires, are the ones a voter gets. The board works to a standard, and the standard speaks to precisely this. Under Section 141(7) of the State Election Code, any registered elector who concludes that a title is unfair or that it does not fairly express the true meaning and intent of the proposed law may file a motion asking the board to reconsider. The window is brief, and the motion comes due by 5 in the afternoon on the 7th day after the titles are set. Schlossberg's objection is to the promise itself. Now, there's not actually even any government agencies anymore that will claim that cutting in the forest is going to prevent wildfire, he said. That's just a blatant mistruth that is false. The final statutory text on file with the Colorado Secretary of State makes no promise of prevention. Its legislative declarations say that, without raising taxes, more conservation funding is needed to reduce the risk of wildfire, and that the Colorado State Forest Service and the Colorado Department of Natural Resources work in partnership to protect Colorado communities and water by reducing the risk of wildfire. That formulation recurs throughout the document. Prevention does appear in the operative text, and where it appears matters. It names the cash fund the measure creates, the Colorado Wildfire Prevention and Water Fund, at Section 2433.11.19 of the Colorado Revised Statutes. That fund takes 47.5% of the money, tied with Great Outdoors Colorado for the largest share. The programs it feeds carry other names, among them the Forest Restoration and Wildfire Risk Mitigation Grant Program Cash Fund. That hands the title board a defense, and it is the best one available. The drafters put prevention into the statute themselves, so a board reaching for prevent wildfires is reaching for the proponent's own vocabulary. What the board did with the word is where the question lives. Inside the measure, it sits on an account, and the clause setting out what that account is for reads to protect communities and water sources from wildfire, while the declarations describing what the money accomplishes read, reduce the risk of wildfire. On the ballot, the label became the promise. The nonpartisan analysts land in the same place. The Legislative Council staff fiscal impact statement of May 13, 2026 uses prevention only when naming the fund and files the substantive work under wildfire risk mitigation. The campaign itself is more restrained than the title written for it. Yes for Colorado Land and Water, the campaign for an initiative whose designated representatives are Brendan Witt and Aaron Citron, opens its case for the measure by describing the money as funding, wildfire risk reduction, water and land conservation, outdoor recreation, and access to nature. Risk reduction is the campaign's own framing of what the wildfire money buys. The people who helped build the measure draw the same boundary. The Board of Denver Water voted to endorse on July 8, and by the utility's own account, its CEO and manager, Alan Saluzar, has worked closely with lawmakers and partners across the state on developing the initiative. His description of what the money buys stops well short of the titles. This initiative would help water providers and communities across the state by funding work that reduces the chances that small wildfires grow into catastrophic ones, Saluzar said in announcing the endorsement, and he put a condition on even that well-executed forest management results in landscapes less susceptible to high-intensity burning. Reducing the chances that a small fire becomes a large one is a considerably narrower promise than preventing wildfires, and it comes from the parties with the most reason to make the biggest claim they honestly can. The peer-reviewed literature addresses the verb head-on. A 20-author synthesis of the question, Pritchard et al., 2021, led by Susan J. Pritchard of the University of Washington and carried in the USD, a Forest Service tree search repository, puts it this way. Under adaptive management, fuel treatments are not designed to prevent or stop fires, but to moderate fire behavior when fire inevitably returns. What gives that sentence its weight is where it appears. The paper is a defense of active forest management, concluding that a range of proactive management actions are justified and necessary. The scientists making the strongest case for doing this work are also the ones drawing the line at what it is built to achieve, and prevention sits on the far side of that line. Schlossberg's own answer to wildfire risk starts at the house. The thing that you do that is scientifically proven and just common sense is you protect the home, he said. It's called home hardening. It's the materials on, in, and around the home. So that is what is the most important thing. He described what he says he has watched in the Roosevelt National Forest behind his property, where thinning left downed wood on the forest floor, and warned that opening a canopy heats and dries a stand and lets in the wind that carries embers to houses. His verdict was unqualified. A hard no, and I encourage folks to take a really close look at it before voting in favor of just some buzzwords like recreation, big conservation, and counterproductive fuel reduction, he said. Monson's concern was with how such wording gets built. Many times interested parties have figured out the words to use to encourage the voter, she said, because the voter becomes very confused. And now, Kim's perspective. Words on a ballot are chosen with tremendous care and almost never by the people who have to live with what they buy. I call them the PBIs, the politicians, the bureaucrats, and the interested parties, and they will run focus groups until they land on the phrasing that moves a voter in the 3 seconds she gives it. Standing there with a long ballot and a pen, you get two words about wildfire, and two words is the whole basis on which you are being asked to decide. That is why we do a voter's guide at the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, where I serve as president, because somebody has to go read the text and report back what it actually says. Read the measure before you vote on the title, and then ask who gains from the distance between the two. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.